Oklahoma is changing its coronavirus data collection and reporting methods. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports on the updates.
Health officials have always tracked results from the tests known as antigen or rapid tests, but those tests were considered less reliable than the standard PCR tests or the nose swabs. Positive antigen tests have not been included in total cases. Officials said Friday those tests have improved, and daily cases will include antigen positives starting next week. Officials are also partnering with Google to modernize how they collect data from health providers. Under the current system, the state was getting reports through several channels, including fax updates and call-ins. Lastly, the data dashboard available to the public on the state's coronavirus website will get a redesign, which also launches Tuesday. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
Medical leaders are happy to see the state's changes, especially to begin counting rapid antigen tests. OU Chief COVID Officer Dr. Dale Bratzler says a positive rapid antigen test means someone has COVID-19.
And I know the health department has been following up with some of those patients by use of contact tracing and other things. But I think one of the big concerns that we've had is that they're not getting counted in the daily case numbers, and that makes it harder to know the impact and spread of the disease in your local community.
Counting positive antigen tests will likely mean an increase in reported cases. In a statement, the Oklahoma State Medical Association said the state's partnership with Google will improve the quality and accuracy of reporting. This is KWGS News.